the space and date required should be protected in the function diary with a function book reservation. The computer should be prepared for the front desk. All available information should be directed immediately or no later than 24 hours after the inquiry. A concerted effort to trace will allow us to keep in touch with the contact and to develop final arrangements as early as possible according to the noted data. Check the Victor visible file to ascertain the possibility of.
The following is a special presentation made possible by a grant from the fine folks at D'Artagnan Petrochemicals, where the future was yesterday.
I'm Victoria Collins, and this is American Doom. Episode 5, A Sly Fox in the Dystopian Henhouse. On this episode, I want to delve deeper into the apparent resistance movement within Teradyne, led by Sandman. The very same mystery man that provides American Doom with the audio from inside the walls of the mysterious company. The information comes to me via memory cards hidden inside different items each time. Even a Rudy plushy doll. I've just been handed an envelope from D'Artagnan Petrochemicals, the company that sponsors and produces this podcast. Looks like an internal memo. It says, they've been bought out by, let's see, oh my. Looks like the American Doom podcast is now owned by Glaucus International. Let's do a quick internet search, shall we? Here we go. Glaucus International, the world's leading manufacturer of commercial fishing equipment, a subsidiary of, I don't believe it, a drum roll would be appropriate. Glaucus International is a subsidiary of the Teradyne Corporation. Something else here. Another letter informing me that my new overlords have invited me to the Teradyne facility in New Mexico. Invited by none other than CEO Kenneth Potter himself. Allow me to read what Potter has to say. Dear Ms. Collins, I have been made aware of your podcast and feel it is in the best interest of Teradyne to dispel the scurrilous rumours that seem to surround my little company. I believe that can be best accomplished by a tour of the wonderful, active and quite safe facility about which so many of the accusations have been made. Inside the envelope, you will find a plane ticket and press credentials that will allow you past the security perimeter and give you complete access to the building and everything therein. So please, accept my invitation and treat your followers to the truth. Signed, Kenneth Potter III. Blah, 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 blah. Well, folks, what do you think? A first-hand look at the behemoth I've been talking about for the past 5 months. Maybe I'll get Wrench McTaggart's autograph. Yes, let's do that. And no worries, I'll be taking you along with me, live streamed from the belly of the beast. We'll get to the truth, all right. You can bet on that.
Attention! Will the owner of a transport module with the license plate number 456BK9 in Sector 5 Southeast parking lot please return to your vehicle and turn off your holographic projection unit. It is still running.
Attento alla possedanto de transporta modulo con licenza plata numero VAR VIN SES BO CO NAU en la sudesta parcheio de sector VIN. Bon volere iru al via veturilo cae malscialtu la holografia in proiezzilo. Gidaure funzionas. Poste, reportu vintuie alla gardisto de via regiono cae capitulatsu alneado.
Q1, Q1, Q1.
here's Vancouver skyline with a long distance dedication to the foxes at the food court on level 7. I know it's love.
Hello, listeners. I am Dr. Antonio Blevin, certified therapist, and I am here to listen to your problems with empathy, insight, and 18 years of experience in my rearview mirror. First caller, please.
Dr. Antonio?
Yes, what is your name? First name only, please.
Joey.
And what can I help you with, Joey?
Well, Dr. Antonio, mm-hmm. I have a problem with allowing people to get close to
sure.
me. I've had several relationships that just kind of
sure.
disintegrated because
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes back to my childhood. The thing
sure.
is, I was the youngest of four kids, and my dad...
You talk too much.
Huh?
It's obvious. Blah, blah, blah. Yep, yep, yep. All day long, morning to night. That's your problem.
But I...
Shh! What did I just say?
I'm trying to...
Zip it, zip it, zip it. You are constantly irritating the people around you with your incessant motor mouth. They're miserable, and their misery is in turn making you miserable. Learn to shut your fucking face for 2 minutes and you'll be fine. Get it? Got it? Good.
But that's not the issue at all.
Shut up.
But... But, Doc...
No. You are not listening. Just shut your fucking gab hole, dummy up, put a sock in it, go forth and bloviate no more.
Fuck you.
Next caller, please.
You know, folks, we live by a few simple rules here. No smoking... No changing the channel when Wrench is on, and under no circumstances shall any unregistered information be allowed to escape the walls of Pterodyne. And yet, it has come to my attention that some of you fancy yourselves revolutionaries. A bunch of drongos is what you are, putting us all at risk, especially that wanker Sandman. My message to you is... Don't betray your brothers and sisters. So, to the good folks who follow the rules, if you you see something, you better say something.
How hard is it to find these fuckers? It should be a piece of piss.
The Wrench McTaggart Mysteries is an Applied Strategic Filmways production. Tonight's episode, Chained to the Fast Lane in the Blonde Queen's Death Race. Once again, our friendly neighborhood trucker returns to the blacktop on the hunt for the mystery woman trying to kill him. Back to the unforgiving domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures. When last we left our hero, Wrench learned his missing wife had become the subject of rampant speculation by the denizens of the internet. Online detectives with wild theories about what Wrench may have done to her. Seems like the whole world thinks the worst of our American hero.
So it's her. Damn, she's alive.
And she wants to make you unalive.
She does indeed. Well, I think I have an idea of where we might find her.
Home sweet home.
That's right, Rudy. No holes barred. A legal brothel over the state line.
Professional wrestling theme?
So, you've partaken in their sinewy gifts.
Lucky guess.
Let's have a little powwow with Mama Sass.
The madame? She an old friend of yours?
You could say that. Met her when I was a death dragger for Professor Muto's Movable Mutant Extravaganza. She taught me the ways of love. I barely had a hair on me. Put in a good word with the professor and I started driving one of the trucks. Took a real shine to it. Never could shake the call of the road.
Why'd you leave?
The long-timers didn't like me getting special preference. Told me I needed to hit the trail or I'd end up in the tiger cage with a ribeye stuck to my junk.
Briss by Bengal? So, where is this wondrous place?
The carnival? Burned down. Heard one of the rowdies got caught with the fire eater's wife, Stretchy Sally. He didn't take too kindly to her being turned into a pretzel by the dwarf tumblers.
No, the brothel.
Oh, not far. In fact, here's the turnoff.
Greasy business.
Hush now. Last I heard, they had a Lady Macaw join them for the more discerning gentlemen and their chatty companions. I thought that'd get your attention.
No holes barred. Has it really come to this? But wait, what do we have here? The white Cadillac, dents and debris in the front bumper. Could Wrench's quarry be inside this debauched den of perverted pugilism?
Wrench McTaggart, as I live and breathe. What brings your tack glooch to my establishment? I thought you were exclusively a lady of the road connoisseur.
I'm here on business. The non-greasy variety. You remember my ex-wife?
Sure. What'd she call herself in the wrestling ring?
Head-on Hannah.
That's right. She used to do the filthy figure four. She would have been a top earner with her moves. Remember the 69?
Well, she always liked you, so I figured maybe she's hiding out here.
I thought she was dead.
Oh, she's alive, and not quite right in the head. Tried to kill me.
Us
a few times already, and I know that's her car out there. So what do you figure? Can I talk to her?
I won't say either way, but give me a moment. I'll go see if...
I'd do what she says, Mama.
She's an exceedingly determined woman.
No way that 10-star comes in here. Sheriff and I have a special arrangement based on the existence of certain videotapes, not to mention the old man's predilection for a mousetrap and his balls getting intimately acquainted.
Listen, the deputy likes to chart her own course. So, unless you have her on one of those tapes, I'd comply. Especially since you're harboring a damn murderer.
I'll get the sheriff on the phone. He'll straighten everything out.
Time is up!
Well, 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 look who it is. The Private Swinging Dick himself.
Deputy?
Let me guess. You're the one transporting Estonian Viagra to this establishment.
Not my style.
They all say that. Well, 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 the gang's all here. Long haul fucker and the pigeon.
Watch it.
And the creepy drifter. I did some digging on you.
Do tell.
Caused a bit of a stir back in West Texas. Put the Rembrandt sheriff through hell. Fortunately for you, he was under investigation and you slipped through the cracks.
Just a misunderstanding between old friends. It'll all be resolved when I get home.
Oh, I'm sure. The faster a quizzical sumbitch like you is out of my county, the better.
Listen, deputy. I'm here on official business. You may be interested to know that your murder suspect is somewhere in this building. Tracked her here myself. You're welcome.
As far as I'm concerned, my only suspect is standing right here, pigeon on his shoulder like a pituitary gland gone wild Beretta. And I bet you got more in common with that Blake fella than a penchant for black t-shirts and feathered friends.
Now, deputy, hold on. She's right back there. You'll see when your men bring her out.
Deputy Wilma, one of the girls got away.
Let me guess. Platinum blonde, mole over her lip, tattoo of Lee Horsley on her neck.
Yeah, except it looked more like Dabney Coleman.
Rolling Thunder Dabney or 9-to-5 Dabney?
Cloak and Dagger Dabney.
That's her, my not-so-dead ex-wife. She's your killer, deputy.
Jesse, you wrap things up here. I'll go after the woman.
Right behind you.
Do me a favor. Stay out of this. I don't need you clod-hopping all over the place. I can handle her.
Sure thing, deputy. Wouldn't want to step on any toes.
And those shit-kickers? You got lifts in those?
Time to get to it.
You're going after her, aren't you?
You better believe it. Deputy's gonna need my help. Let's roll.
Rich speeds off in hot pursuit of his ex-wife. Will he catch her before she kills again? Or will the deputy find herself in a deadly game of chicken? Find out next time in the explosive season one finale of the Rich McTaggart Mysteries.
Hello, you are on the air with me, Dr. Antonio Blevin. What is your name? First name only, please.
My name's Ben.
Short for Benjamin, I take it?
Strange that you would zero in on that. No, it's short for benevolence, actually.
Benevolence? Really?
Yep.
Weird. That's very ridiculous. Stupid. Your parents were hippies, I take it? Their generation ruined this country, trashed it, threw it in the shitter, and flushed it into oblivion without so much as a fare thee well. So what can I help you with today? Ben, short for benevolence.
Oh, well, I think I have, OCD.
Sure.
For instance, I can never leave the house without touching the tip of my nose 10 times first.
Mm-hmm.
And before I can get dressed in the morning, I feel an overwhelming urge to do 20 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's at least a healthy compulsion.
Sure.
Physically healthy anyway. Obviously, it's good to do daily exercise, but
Excuse me. It's clear what the issue is here. Talking, as in way too much. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. I see.
Yipping, yapping, blowing your big fat bazoo all day long, morning to night, alienating friends and family with the incessant chatter. It's frankly disgusting.
Yes, talking. Too much.
Good. At least you admit you have a problem. That's a start. Now you must train yourself to stop being a chittering chatterbox. You...
Tell me to shut up, Dr. Antonio. I need to hear it.
Of course. I was just about to. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. And tell me to zip it.
Very well. Zip. Wait a minute. Your breathing sounds somewhat labored.
Oh, no. It's I got a touch of the asthma. Yeah, I have asthma.
Oh. Well, as I was saying, zip it. Tape it up, staple it shut. Go to mime school. Lock it up and throw away the key. Make like a bank and keep your cake hole closed weekends and government holidays, but with the addition of weekdays as well. Bottom line, shut the F up.
I got zip it. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is.
Excellent. I must say, it's refreshing to have a caller accept my professional advice with such unabashed enthusiasm for once. We'll be back after the break.
Entitled Whatever, Episode 5. We join Willa as she attends the Secrets of Sexual Dynamism class taught by Gop Wompong, the brother of Elliot's associate, Top Wompong.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shall we begin? My name is Gorp Womp. You may have heard that most humans only harness a fraction of their brain's capacity, but after today, you will know the secrets to unlocking this potential. From now on, you will be privy to what scientists around the world call sexual dynamism. The secrets of the Sumerians can now be yours. According to a study by the Verhoeven Institute of Sensual History, you are pathetic weaklings and are not utilizing even a fraction of your sexual power. A power so great, it has remained hidden for 6,000 years. Until now. To achieve the first tier, you must gather knowledge in order to learn how to truly divine the primal wellspring of sexuality. You will read books and periodicals that provide you with insight into the human psyche. Observe and take note of human behavior. Interact with the intention of fact-gathering. I don't see you writing. Do not hesitate to take notes, for the willful explorer does not shy away from recording all they have seen and heard. Anyway, it is then that the second tier will present itself in the form of personal interactions designed to woo and turn your synapses into little love whips. From the Latin, flagellum diligentibus, or love whip. The bow and arrow were not Cupid's original weapons of seduction. Cupid was more of a sinister character than the cute cherub we know today. A hermaphrodite with sharp teeth and a rather pendulous penis above a swollen vagina. Jaundiced eyes and long, cracked fingernails. Greeting card Illuminati cleaned up its image to what you know today. But don't be fooled. Beyond your first tier experience, you will be able to communicate in such a way as to curry favor with your intended. Let her or him or them or Z or Zem or whatever pronouns you're into, let the person open up to you so that they may fill your mind with what the ancient Sumerians called power history. Be receptive to their hopes, dreams, and hidden desires. Student, what is your name?
Me? Oh, man. I'm Shane Mondo, Mr. Wampum.
Well, Mr. Mondo, I'm glad I'm providing you with some amusement. Mr. Mondo, why are you taking this class?
Well, to learn how to get chicks and shit.
To learn how to get chicks and shit. Mr. Mondo, Do you see this piece of chalk I am holding in my right hand?
Sure.
I am going to hold it out, and you will lean forward, take it in your mouth, and suck it.
Huh?
Suck it, Mr. Mondo.
Oh, man, but...
Suck the living thing! And here is where the third tier comes in. There is a secret code buried deep within the human mind. Most people cannot decipher it. What is being said? And more importantly, what is not being said? All right, that's enough, Mr. Mondo. You will now chew and swallow the chalk. Now, my friends, when you learn to listen to the code, it is then that you will enter your own stage of sexual dynamism and achieve fourth-tier knowledge. The more you allow them in, the more they will sink into your mind and allow you to see into their deepest desires. Now, ma'am, what is your name?
Willa Boyce, sir.
Students, please note the position of Mrs. Boyce's legs. The way her torso is rigid and leans slightly forward. Her right hand on her knee. The way she brushes her hair back with her left hand.
It's a nervous habit.
The code is there. Submissive, dominant, no matter. And here we are. Fifth tier. You now have all the guidance you need to hold sway over a person's most profound sexual desires. You have recorded in your mind diary all the signs and codes they have given freely and unknowingly. Both of you have entered into a state of sexual dynamism. That's all for today. Next week, we'll dig deeper into the first tier.
Join us next time for episode 6 of Untitled Whatever.
That sizzle can mean only one thing. Big Bob's Bodacious Barbecue Bistro is now open. Pit Barbie at its finest, with plenty of chicken juice to slather on the all-you-can-eat outhouse brisket palooza. Happy hour special till 7, tell them Ba-Wa-Wa sent you, and snag a free banana head sundae for the kiddos.
This track was sent to us anonymously. Someone's being mysterious. Only on K-Dine.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, dear. You have the honor of speaking with Dr. Antonio Blevin himself. What is your name? First name only, please.
Louise. I am a married 69-year-old mother of two grown daughters and grandmother to three wonderful grandchildren.
Sure.
Ages 5, 7, and 9, all boys.
Mm-hmm.
And darling little rascals they are.
Sure.
I'm a retired elementary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
My hobbies include cross-stitch and tennis.
Okay, TMI, irrelevant information, personal profile, not necessary. This isn't the friggin' dating game. Let's just focus and tell Dr. Antonio what exactly is the problemo. Please, Louise.
Well, to begin with, I must explain that I'm something of a social butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy going out with friends and family,
mm-hmm.
or having them over for get-togethers as often as possible.
Sure.
Events such as dinner parties or outdoor barbecues or perhaps bowling with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting for drinks at happy hour,
mm-hmm.
going to the movies,
sure.
miniature golf,
mm-hmm.
shopping excursions at the local flea market, or the outlet mall, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I say the outlet mall because the old indoor mall that used to be in the center of town with the adjacent multiplex and TGI Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sears, Macy's, and JCPenney's, or JCPenney's, as my friend Mavis used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the god, that Mavis. Oh, my.
Sure.
That old indoor mall being long gone, of course, just as they vanished from the scene all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
The times they are a-changin', as that old Bob Dylan song goes.
Mm-hmm.
Song I do admire, although I can't say I've ever much cared for his voice.
Sure.
But as I was saying, over time, I've noticed that fewer and fewer people seem to be inclined to get
mm-hmm.
together with me, and I'm just bewildered as to what the problem could be. What do you think the issue could possibly be, Dr. Antonio?
So I would...
All I can surmise is that there's something about me, some irritating habit or trait that I'm quite unaware of.
Sure.
But that nonetheless is causing distress to those around me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know you're likely wondering if I've ever simply asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, but I have yet to get a straight answer from anyone.
Sure.
Not from my friends, not from my relatives, not from my daughters, my brother,
mm-hmm.
my niece and nephew, my cousins, no one.
Mm-hmm.
I can only assume they wish to spare my feelings, and it's nice that they care,
mm-hmm.
but I have told them that I need their honesty in this matter.
Well, I...
Because for a while I was worried that perhaps halitosis was the culprit, you know, bad breath, as it's commonly known.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But on a recent appointment, I asked my doctor... Well,
mm-hmm.
she's actually a nurse practitioner and a very nice lady.
Sure.
I always enjoy speaking to her. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
she assured me my breath carries not a hint of offensive odor.
Mm-hmm.
That was reassuring because I think a healthcare professional would be honest with me where a friend might be too mindful of my feelings. So what do you think might be going on, Dr. Antonio?
I have to say, this is puzzling.
Oh, but you haven't any ideas at all?
Frankly, no. I can't imagine why people are being put off by you. This is a real poser. I would...
Are you freaking kidding me? You can't tell what her problem is?
Curtis! Get off the extension!
Who is this speaking now, please?
It's my husband who is so rudely butted in, Dr. Antonio.
She won't shut up, ever. You're telling me you're not picking up on that? It's impossible to get a word in edgewise with her.
That's why people avoid her. Could it be more freaking obvious? I told her, but she doesn't believe me. I figured if she heard it from you, but...
Hang on. Hold your horses. Cool your jets. You are leaping to unwarranted conclusions, my friend.
Jumping to conclusions?
Shut up. Zip it. Zip it. You are a hyper-voluble individual, a world-class gabber, a motor mouth par excellence, and ignorant to boot. Who is the professional therapist here? Here's a hint. It's not you. It would be me, myself, and moi, Dr. Antonio Blevin, the renowned author of such notable New York Times bestsellers as Bite Your Overactive Tongue. For Christ's sake, put a lid on it and shut your fucking gab hole. Bottom line, I am the expert, and I diagnose you as an insufferable blabbermouth, a tiresome vocal cord jockey, a one-man noise pollution machine. As for your wife, the charming Louise, for once, I am stumped. I wish I could help.
You fucking quack.
Next caller, please.
Attention, entities of human or partially human origin. This afternoon, due to the inexplicable effects of time dilation in the Northeast Quadrant Cafeteria, any dessert foods you may have consumed there will recede approximately 97 years and 7 months into the past. In rare instances, the desserts, especially flan or raspberry cheesecake cookies, may take your large intestines with them. If you suddenly find yourself without a portion of your digestive tract, do not panic. Simply report to the nearest quasi-health kiosk and request the relief of static negation. Compliments of your friends at Terodyne.
Cun tuia e fico, ci un'autolisita lunghito captita y deprenado de eroi e la officio de biologia redenado, estos neuterigita, cae sendita alla extera tenebro.
Tuned in to Terradyne's 10,000-watt giant.
Let's set the Wayback Machine for 1997, where our resident outsider artist was just a young punk rocker who had just seen the puppy episode of Ellen and decided to write a song about it. And before you ask, no, Terradyne does not officially have a time machine, wink, wink. Now here's Stan Iceworth. Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh!
Tonight's Terradyne players were Marge Dubois, Guy Dow Sainter, Jade Williams, Daniel Johnson, Giorgio DiNucci, Grant Balfour, and Gary Messick.
American Doom is produced and written by J. Philip Wilkins and Gary Messick. D'Artagnan Petrochemicals thanks you for your time and attention.